Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We continue our coverage of Asexual Awareness Week by bringing members of the AIDS community stories to you. And we have Em joining us today. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. I love your voice, by the way. Thank you. So just tell us a little bit about yourself. You don't have to go into details, but...
I'm an 18-year-old girl in England. My orientation as of the moment is basically bi-curious, romantic, grey, demisexual, which is rather a mouthful, but I still haven't got around to that's what it basically is at the moment. I'm a student, and I'm a soccer player, and I ride a motorbike. My favourite colour is teal, and as I'm demisexual rather than the pure asexual, I have had a boyfriend since Easter 2014.
Oh, how lovely. Congratulations. And I love soccer, by the way. But I guess it would be not quite the same soccer. It is the same soccer, but like, I'm kind of a Portland Timbers fan. So sad for us today, this year.
whereas I'm much more, I've been playing the game so long that I'm one of the few, very few people who plays it and does not watch it on TV. I've never been in England.
Yeah. We can explain about what it means to be a bi... Is, no, I'm sorry, let me get this right. Bi-curious, bi-romantic, gray asexual? Not gray.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a rather mouthful. Bi-curious, romantic, and then sort of gray demisexual.
Gray demisexual, okay. And we'll give a list for everybody if they want to find out what exactly that means. But you guys are very diverse in your orientations. Do you mind sharing a little bit about what that label means for you?
On short thing, my label is basically my way of being able to tell people my orientation in as few words as possible, although it may not seem like it, basically what my orientation is. Although I'm quite aware that most people are very used to having one-word orientations, not four or five.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the simple thing is that I need to have an emotional bond and make sure that I trust them, and with my current boyfriend, make sure I love him simply before I basically find him sexually attractive, basically. Which sounds kind of, from what I think to other people, it's very not usual stuff, but that at the end of the day, he's the only guy I find sexually attractive, or simply because I do have that romantic bond with him.
Thank you, yes. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But otherwise, you are not sexually attracted to people by their appearance or
not
anything.
Not definitely not enough to act on it.
Right. So you are gray, and when you are gray, it's not exactly being there's like a scale or a spectrum, and the asexual spectrum is very wide. If you are asexual completely, you're not sexually attracted to anyone, and you don't engage in any kind of sex. Is that correct? At all?
There are a few people who are asexual who are in a mixed relationship with a sexual person who, for some reason or another, basically are sexual with the person, but they are very much a rarity.
Mm-hmm. And the scale is pretty wide. So, I'm sorry, I'm kind of losing a thought here. I wanted to kind of explain what demisexual is, or gray demisexual is, because I think people get confused that it is still asexual, and they kind of start thinking, well, that isn't really asexual. But it is because you do not feel sexually attracted to people unless you are romantically involved with them. Is that correct?
For myself, yes, that is correct.
And it's very individual. I mean, very individual for everybody.
Yes. Like I say, gray is more of a catch-all of you're not asexual, but you've come to the conclusion that you're definitely not sexual. Whereas demi is more of has a more established definition of it's after you formed that bond with somebody, normally just the romantic bond with them.
Right, okay. So when did you realize you were asexual? Or demi?
It was 9th of February 2013 was the day I wrote it in my diary. But before then, I've considered other labels, but that was the day that I decided, okay, this is the one that fits the best.
That's pretty good to have a date for it.
Yeah, it's simply because that was the day I decided to write it in my diary. I think I'd thought about it a lot more before, but that was the day I was like, okay, fine, this is me.
I have to agree with you, because I remembered when I actually came out to myself, and it was in October of last year, so I remembered kind of that. But it took a long process to get to there, so, you know, it wasn't something I just decided overnight, so I understand that. Did you have a lot of trouble after you that you realized who, what your sexual identity was, finding your community?
Well, first of all, I was quite heavily involved with the LGBT stuff. So, like, my gay day on Facebook, I just regularly looked at, or Have a Gay Day is its name. And then I think I'd occasionally seen a few asexual posts, but I'd kind of ignored them. And then once I looked at it in slightly further detail, I then found Avon, although I looked at that more for the definitions, and then went back to, in kind of just generally being part of the LGBT, but not doing it. But not being part of any of the asexual communities until fairly recently when I joined a Facebook group.
That's where I found my community too, was on the Facebook group, found a whole lot more information. So, yeah. And let's see, what else would you like us to know, all the rest of us who are not asexual, to know about asexuality?
I think the key point for me is that there's more to it than aromantic asexuals, and that people like me who are demi or somewhere on the gray spectrum, that we do have a valid identity. Because as I am sexual with my boyfriend, maybe not as much as other people are, however, as I am, it is very much a kind of, there is more to it than aromantic asexuals, and for people like me who are demi or somewhere on the gray spectrum, we also have a valid identity which should be recognised. And that just because we are in relationships with people which are sometimes sexual, that we don't automatically get excluded from the asexuality label.
Thank you. Very good point. I'm glad you said that. And what would you like everyone not to say about and to asexuals about their orientation?
Personally, for me, the most frustrating thing is people assuming that because I am being sexual with my boyfriend, whom I love, because this is where I again make the point that I am demi rather than like fully asexual, that I surely just must be confusing the asexuality spectrum with just bad luck in finding a guy or girl to date. I do have my guy, and Jesse is my first boyfriend. However, I've made an exception and started dating him because it's him and because I'm very romantically attracted to him, not because I've been surrounded by idiots who I didn't want to date.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Very good point. Very good point. I think it's very important to not try to relabel people or tell them what is wrong with them. If they tell you whatever label that they are, we all need to be just very accepting and just ask, would you like to talk about that, and not try to impose ourselves onto that. So very good point. Thank you. All the links will be provided on our website. And is there anything you'd like to add today?
I am willing to be contacted by individuals via my Facebook account if anybody does have. Independently, if people have questions, I'm happy to be a point of contact.
Would it be appropriate if they actually went to the ACES and Allies group and posted their questions there, and maybe you could have dialogue with them in there?
Yes, that would probably be the most useful way of doing it.
I think that would be too, and a little bit safer.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to remind you all, remember, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are asexual. Goodbye, Em. Thank you so much for talking with us today. I really appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.